Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 71 for January 3rd, 2010. Hi. Time for pie.
Come pie with me, let's pie away. This soupy dude, he first debuted in Huntington, West VA. As a WHTN-AM-DJ. And later on Soupy's Soda Shop, Cincinnati teens in their blue jeans would dance without a stop. And then in Detroit, that's where he reached the top. That's where we met White Fang, Pookie, Hippie, and the Bunch, while we'd munch on our lunch. There were words of wisdom, naked lady at the door. We were on the floor, watching Philo Kvetch try to solve a case, man. When Soupy's on, both kids and grown-ups cheer.
I love Soupy Sales. There he is, Soupy Sales, famous for taking a pie better than anyone can. And that song, Come Pie With Me, from Barry Funny TV, is kind of a, Barry Mitchell created a kind of a tribute to Soupy Sales. Soupy passed away.
Just this last year.
He's one of the people we lost in 2009. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the women that we lost but got back in 2009, the one, the only, Camelin Blackstone. It's time for Munchcast. Hello, Cammy.
It is. Hi, Leo. I am so excited because, you know, even though it's the new year and everything and we're all celebrating 2010 in January, guess what happens
what
in
happens?
Just a few weeks?
What happens?
January 23rd is National Pie Day.
You know, it's so funny because I'm on a big diet. You know, I've lost 10 pounds and pie is not on my diet. But last night, I went to a restaurant in beautiful Pengrove, California, called Humble Pie.
Really?
And they had chicken pot pie.
Oh, wow.
They had jalapeno pie. And I had a quiche, which is a pie of sorts.
Sure.
But not the kind of pie we're talking about today, because for dessert, ladies and gentlemen, I had a delicious pecan pie and a lemon thing pie. I don't know. It wasn't a chiffon. It was a lemon pie.
Lemon meringue? Or was it a lemon?
No meringue. It was just lemon.
Oh.
It was tangy. It was tart. Delicious.
Oh, you know, there are so many amazing pies to discuss because pie has been around for thousands of years.
Really? It's an old-fashioned thing.
It is. You know what's really interesting? I was doing a little research on pie, and originally, like in the 1400s, they referred to pie crusts as coffins. And then you would stuff the coffin with whatever. And then this goes back to the meat pie thing.
Oh, yeah. Like Sweeney Todd. Meat pies.
Exactly.
I love meat pies. They had meat pies at this place because it was like a pub.
Okay, yeah. Sure. So they had like a shepherd pie, perhaps, that sort of thing.
You would have liked this place. It was next door to a bar called the Black Cat that had a bunch of bras hanging from the ceiling. I think what happens in this, you know, sometimes how they put up dollar bills in the ceiling.
Is it like a Coyote Ugly type of thing going on?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on because it was very sedate when I was in there. But you know how sometimes they'll thumbtack dollar bills to the ceiling, like in the Golden Spike at San Francisco. This had thumbtacked bras to the ceiling. I mean, hundreds.
I just thought of a great way to make money. I think I'm going to just set up a little bra stand outside the Black Cat.
Bring a bra.
And then, yeah. Because, you know, some women, once they take it off and hurl it onto the ceiling of the Black
they're
Cat.
They're kind of regretting that.
Yeah, later on, if they have another engagement, they'll want to be supported.
I need my support.
Exactly. Or maybe they put one up and select another.
Oh, it could be, you know, take one, give one.
Yeah.
Give one, take one. Leave one, take one away with me. Now, I remember in the wonderful show Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
Agent, what was his name?
Agent guy with a big chin.
Yeah, he loved his pie.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember very well, Dale Cooper, that was his name. Agent Cooper going into the pie shop. He loved his pie, and he'd say, this must be where pies go when they die.
Could be. You know, it's, speaking of pies when they die, the great, late great, I believe, Jack Handy.
Oh, yeah. Is he passed on?
Well, I don't know. I mean, isn't he Al Franken? At least, I mean, wasn't Al Franken the guy who did Jack Handy, or was Jack Handy his own person?
Alf, wait a minute. You're blowing my mind. If that's
I don't know
case.
If he is, but I know that Saturday Night Live had Jack Handy on when Al Franken was on. So I always thought they were kind of the same person.
Oh, you're kidding.
I don't know. I could be very wrong.
No, I thought, oh boy, that could be, that blows my mind if that's the case. I thought Jack Handy was his own person. He does look a lot like, he looks a lot like Al Franken, actually.
Really?
But he's not.
Okay. I apologize. I only did the research on the pies, not the actual quote people, the people we're quoting. But he has a fantastic...
Now they're saying it's Phil Hartman, but it wasn't Phil Hartman either.
Or did Phil Hartman read it? Whatever, I sent you the quote. You want to read it as if you're Phil Hartman?
Sure. I don't know if I can do Phil Hartman.
Okay, well, do it as if you're Al Franken. Do it as if you're Jack Handy.
When you die, if you get a choice between going to regular heaven or pie heaven... Choose pie heaven. It might be a trick, but if it's not, boy.
Woo! Fantastic.
Pie heaven.
I know. There's a little pie heaven here in San Francisco called Mission Pie. And if you go to missionpie.com, you can read all about them. But they make so many fantastic pies. And the best part about, they're trying to bring like the sort of country sort of experience of pies and fruit pies and pie making and harvesting the ingredients and going to pie.
What, but, you know, is there a distinct pie, the country pie as opposed to the city pie?
Well, you know, I think that pie, the history of pie is pretty country. And
I guess people, it is.
It's kind of like
certainly,
a down home
certainly
thing.
Pecan pie is. Boy, I love pecan pie. I want to just tell people who were worried about my diet. I had a bite of each, that's all. But a bite of pecan pie is like 800 calories.
Yeah.
It's a Big Mac.
I was just thumbing through my Tammy Wynette cookbook, and she has a recipe. Well, she has
show that again. Wait a minute. I want to see the Tammy Wynette cookbook. Oh, look at that.
Wow. Now, again, we've lost Tammy.
Stand like, by your pie.
Years ago, we lost Tammy.
This is about dead people, this show.
But she has a nice recipe for a vinegar pie, which is a Southern delicacy.
Mm. Is there vinegar in it?
Yeah.
Because that might kind of take away from some of the joy.
But you know what makes up for the vinegar?
What?
1.5 cups of sugar.
There you
and
go.
A cup of butter.
The vinegar is just kind of a token.
Exactly. Exactly. But she has a number of great pies in there. But Mission Pie, going back to Mission Pie in San Francisco, they make a dynamic walnut pie because pecans can be quite costly. Oh. But a walnut pie is just as delicious.
You know what's the cheapest pie, though, and the best? Sweet potato pie. Oh, you knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potato.
There's something on YouTube where it's like Obama saying sweet potato pie like 25 times in one speech. Sweet potato pie, sweet potato pie, sweet potato pie. He just keeps saying it over and over and over. And
why would he say that over and over and over?
He was somewhere where he was in stumping somewhere and he was talking about sweet potato pie and blah, blah, blah. And one thing led to another. And then all of a sudden,
Now, for no other reason, I'm glad he's our president.
He is a pie lover.
Appreciate the sweet potato pie. That's some pie. Well, this guy collated many a stump speech together. Pie. He wants pie.
You make pie? What kind of pie you make?
He's talking pie.
He loves his pie.
Who knows his pie? He's from Hawaii, mm-hmm. Don't they? Do they have a Hawaiian pie?
Well, you know, there's like a guava pie I've had. It's too hot in Hawaii.
I think this is it. I think you have to have ovens, and they're not known for their ovens in Hawaii.
Right.
You have to have lard, you have to have butter, you have to have flour, and you have to have some fruit, mm-hmm. preferably a tart fruit to which you can add some berries, I mean sweetness, to, like berries or rhubarb. What's your favorite pie?
I do love a rhubarb pie.
Me too.
That is my favorite.
Strawberry rhubarb is my favorite.
Well, see, the thing is you can't make a straight strawberry pie because there's just too much water in the strawberry.
Yeah,
so you need the
sweet.
Rhubarb. And the rhubarb
it's astringent.
Is so good.
It sucks the juice out of the strawberry. And it's tart to balance the sweetness of the strawberry. There's no pie like a strawberry rhubarb. It's so interesting that you and I, as pie aficionados, share our appreciation of the strawberry rhubarb.
Oh, it is the best. And you know why? Because it's not easy to find the rhubarb. So when you do get the rhubarb, you're excited. You're excited. It makes me sing that what's-his-name song from Prairie Home Companion. But I digress.
When I was a kid, we used to get rhubarb and we'd eat it.
You did? Was it terrible?
It was so sour.
Ugh, it looks like bloody
but
celery.
But what we would do... No, but you it's kind of like doing sugar cane, which you probably did as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You chew on it with your teeth, but we would dip it in sugar, and it was actually pretty good. But you have to dip it in sugar.
Have you ever had a grape pie?
No.
Yeah, grape
watery.
Pie.
Wouldn't that be watery?
People actually make it. It's supposed to be okay. I got it on.
Pie is so good. Why would you make an okay pie?
Well, I guess you're right. But there's this great blog called bakingthebook.blogspot.com, and she just bakes anything that comes her way. And she saw a recipe for grape pie. She went for it.
And
I'd never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah, I don't think. Why? But see, why? You would think the grape would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you'd think it'd be sort of like cherry in a way, you know, those little sort of eyeball shaped fruit pieces floating around amongst a heavy syrup and a crust. But
yeah.
I don't know. I will tell you, there have been major advancements in pie technology since we've last covered pies. And of course, before we did just strictly meat pies and Eskimo pies. But this time, going back to your traditional dessert pie.
Yes.
How do you feel about key lime pie?
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
What? Are you going to diss the key lime?
Oh, I'm not dissing the key lime. I'm just saying that key lime pie is the only pie I've heard that you can buy on a stick.
There may not be any fruit at all in a key lime pie.
I think it's just like a little smidge of lime juice.
Juice, and then, fondant or something. Filler.
Okay, go to keylimeshop.com. Keylimeshop.com. They're out of Key West, which I guess that's why.
That's it.
It's Key Lime. It's from Key West. And they make Kermit's Key West Key Lime Pie. And it's key lime pie on a stick. And then they're not done. Oh, no.
Does it have a crust?
Dark Belgian chocolate.
Oh. Is that instead of the crust?
No, you have your traditional graham cracker crust.
Around the pie on the stick.
Yeah.
Huh.
They dip the entire pie-shaped pie sliver or piece into the dark Belgian chocolate. And you can order them, and they'll arrive at your house chilled and delicious.
Key West is kind of an odd place. People do strange things. They have a festival in which people get body painted, and they walk around naked.
Eating key lime pie,
on a stick. It's just...
Well, it's hot. Like, I mean, I can see...
It's not right.
No.
It's where Ernest Hemingway used to do that.
Yeah, he seems like he might.
Yeah, he lived.
He also seems like one who would be quite fond of the key lime pie on a stick.
Were in Key West, we went to his house, but it was all locked up. They weren't inviting people.
Wasn't home.
He wasn't home. He'd left for the day.
Ernest has left the building.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing.
Now, I got a lot of tweets from people who were very fond of the peanut butter pie, which is kind of a lost art form. Like, you really don't come across peanut butter pie so much anymore. However, I did find a fantastic recipe for one. I am going to give it a try. And this one, it's basically just peanut butter and eggs and cream cheese and sugar, lots of brown sugar.
The peanut butter and the cream cheese sound good. And then I guess the eggs are just for holding it all together and the sugar.
Hold it all together, baby.
Yeah.
And
Here's Agent Dale Cooper, just for full completeness, full disclosure, in Twin Peaks.
For a reason, I can hear you clear as a bell. Say something else.
Do you want pie with your coffee?
Good Lord, I can hear you perfectly. This is like some kind of miracle, a phenomenon.
What's wrong with miracles?
What's that?
This cherry pie is a miracle.
Would you please ask the lady with the log to speak up?
The pie. She was talking about the cherry pie.
I heard you again.
Would you like some pie?
Massive quantities and a glass of water, sweetheart. My socks are on fire.
So there you go. Cherry pie has a healative, restorative capability. Fascinating what we learn on this show.
Well, let me tell you, you're going to learn something really huge right now. Are you familiar with Retro King Charles Phoenix?
No.
He is amazing. He is an amazing person. Charles Phoenix, he focuses mainly on odd retro culture in Los Angeles. And he, you know, we've talked many times on this show about turducken.
Oh, yeah.
He has come up with a dessert form of turducken. Now, a turducken is a boneless chicken stuck in a boneless duck, stuck in a boneless turkey, and then stuffing all the way around. And then you slice it, and then you see, like, the layers.
You know, I'm amazed, because you just told me something. This show, this isn't about pie, but there was a word, a key word in the turducken description that I missed every year. Boneless.
What was that? Oh, yeah. It would be hard to do it with the bones still in there.
I thought you had bones in there. I couldn't.
Oh, my God. You know what else? We take the feathers off, too. Just
well, I knew that, but I just didn't know the bones were gone.
Yeah, the bones
are gone.
A turkey,
you'd have the bones in there.
And that little plastic bag of gizzards, take that out, too.
Oh.
It's completely
I
like
that was the flavor.
They're just like sacks of skin and meat.
So is this Charles Phoenix of GodBlessAmericana.com?
Yes, and he's fantastic. Anyway, he's come up with sort of a dessert version of the turducken. And I'm so sorry I didn't know about this before.
Is this boneless?
No, what he's done is it's called Chirpumple. And what it is you take a cherry pie and a pumpkin pie and an apple pie.
Oh, baby.
And then you decant each one out of the foil. See, he uses store-bought pies. And then you get like the deep round.
Oh, you need the Tracy Morgan meat machine for this.
No, you don't.
No?
So you take each of these pies out, you put them in, so you have three cake pans, round cake pans, and three pies. You put one pie in each pan, and then you cover the pies with cake batter.
Oh.
Then you
That's
bake
what knits them.
Them
together.
Yeah. So then you bake them, and then you frost the layers, and then when you cut into it, you have like white cake, pumpkin pie white cake, apple pie white cake, cherry
that
pie.
Does sound good.
Chirpumple.
Chirpumple.
Sure, Pumple. And there's a great YouTube video of him making it, and it is just fantastic. He's doing it actually at the Museum of Ovens, which is somewhere in Los Angeles, California.
How do you spell Terpumple?
I guess it would be like Cherpumple.
So oh, share Pumple.
No, it's chair. It's like cherry, pumpkin, apple. Chirpumple. Chirpumple.
It sounds like, I don't know what it sounds like. It sounds like that song, Chibooty, whatever it was, the silly song. So here he is. There he is, the retro king. He's about to make Chirpumple. Wow, that's beautiful.
It is an absolutely inspiring video.
Should we watch? Just, let's look in just a little bit.
You can look in. It's long, but look in.
Start with that. Hi, I'm Charles Phoenix. Welcome to the Charles Phoenix. Hi, I'm Charles Phoenix, and welcome. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. Welcome to the Charles Phoenix Test Kitchen. We are on the road in Ventura, California, at the Vintage Stove Store to show you a new dessert that I created, actually. I'm very excited about it, you guys. It is called what is it called again? Oh, it is called the Chirpumple. It is the dessert version of the turducken. You know, when they take a chicken, stuff it in a duck, and that goes into a turkey. Doesn't that sound delicious? I know.
I don't know if I want this guy making many pies for me, but anyway, yeah, I'll watch that video on my link.
It is in your own time.
Yes.
But like I said, there are so many major advancements. Like, that is something brand new. Here, pie is as old as dirt, and yet Charles Phoenix has come up with
a totally new
way.
Really, it's a chirpumple cake.
It is a chirpumple cake, but it's pie stuffed in cake.
Yeah.
Layered with, I'm wondering, you know, you might want to, if you really want to go whole hog, maybe slice up some Twinkies or something to put in between the layers.
Oh, and then deep fat fry the lot.
Deep fry the whole damn thing.
Oh,
yeah, you're talking.
Because, you know, it was just gooey. Now it's chewy and crispy, too.
I know.
Mix it all together. You know, we're not the only people who love rhubarb pie. You know who else loves rhubarb pie?
Who's that?
Mr. John Fogerty.
Oh.
Two people.
Yes, sir.
A rhubarb pie.
Know what you're talking about.
I hit my rain tomorrow. Better get some before it dies.
That's going to hold back the chipumple because you couldn't really say chipumple pie cake.
Or chirbarb. I guess you could put a, you know, rhubarb. Call it.
Can't make a song out of it. I don't
Rupumple.
Think. Rupumple. Rupumple pie cake. Chirupumple. No.
Yeah, I think just leave the cake out. It's just a given. You don't have to say it's a
something's
got to
hold it together.
Or you could call it a chirpumple cake.
Yes.
There we go. Okay, now you're right. You're right. You're right. So another amazing technological advancement in the world of pie is there are many people who are quite fond of the McDonald's hot apple pies.
Hot apple pies.
Yeah,
I worked at McDonald's when they introduced the hot apple pie. I was a Mickey D's employee back in the, that'd be the mid-70s, I guess. 72, 73, something like that.
Now, did they made other pies, too, or was it always only hot apple?
I might have started with cherry.
Okay.
And then hot apple. I can't remember which came first, but we had cherry and apple. And you're right. We were trained heavily to offer the guests a pie after. If they didn't order fries, would you like fries with that? But if they didn't order pie, you got to say, would you like a pie with that?
Well, I will tell you that apparently not all McDonald's have hot apple pies any longer.
No, because they're deadly.
Well, because they're molten. Yeah.
Caution, filling is molten.
Yeah. So many people have lost their uvulas over the years due to
horrible,
hot apple pies.
Horrible. horrible.
So I want to thank Valigeron who tweeted me that she actually, or maybe it's a he, I don't know, says there's actually a McDonald's fried apple pie locator, and it is www.ccytsao.com/fried apple pie. So any to where you are anywhere in the world, should you have a craving or a hankering, you could just kind of go there and see, is there a hot apple pie?
Yeah, that's kind of a tease that not all McDonald's have fried apple pie. I mean, it just seems like they should all have hot apple pie. It just seems like
you know what? They
it's like not
in.
Having a Big Mac.
I do know that I went to Los Angeles last week, and on the way back, I found a McDonald's that had a McRib, and I don't think that those are very many places anymore.
Those were overordered. Those were not good because they didn't actually have bones in them or rib, as far
they
as I
could
tell.
They should stick it in a turducken.
It was a boneless piece of soft meat. It's not with barbecue sauce. It wasn't a good idea at any time.
It was a patty with like rib marks on it. That's
yeah,
all it was.
That was all it was.
For God's sakes.
Yeah. But the apple pie, that's a good one. That's a good one. I like it.
Yeah. You need to have that. And then, of course, if you're looking just for general pie info, Crisco, who, you know, they've really sort of taken over pie as their own. Even though pie's been around forever. And
you shouldn't make a pie with Crisco.
There are people who swear by Crisco over butter in a pie crust.
I'm a purist. To me, the key to a pie crust, and the key to a pie crust is the key to a pie. So the key to the pie crust, which is the key to the whole kit and caboodle, is interleaving lard and butter with flour in such a way that you don't get a uniform mix, but you in fact get little lumps of lard, little lumps of butter, little lumps of flour all mixed together. And you don't want to, if you got to keep it cool, that's why you work on marble with cool hands and you chill it, because you don't want to over mix, because the flakiness comes from the interleaving.
So where do you get your lard?
Well, where everybody does, from a pig.
Okay, Lard's R Us.
No, you can go to the grocery store and buy a box of lard, Manteca.
I've never made my pie crust.
Oh
with
no,
lard.
You gotta use lard.
Okay,
lard
so I
and
know
butter
that
together.
Earlier, I showed you that I've been using Tammy Wynette as my pie resource, but yeah. I gotta fess up that even though I'm a junk food sort of person, Cook's Illustrated, which is like the scientific,
that's the one, and I bet you they have lard in their pie crust.
How to make pie? They say actually butter is the best.
Butter is like lard. But I think the two together, because lard is harder than butter. You want hard fats. That's why Crisco's no good. It's soft.
Could you use just bacon fat?
No. Well, you could if it's hardened. Yeah, sure. But it would then taste like bacon.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That is a problem. They found that altogether, all butter crusts have the best tastes.
Okay. Taste, I'll give you taste, but we're talking flakiness.
We've experienced with a variety of combinations and ultimately settled on a proportion of 3 parts butter, 2 parts shortening.
Oh, they use Crisco. See,
yeah.
I'm sorry. They've just lost the mantle of, you know. Did you know that there is a Wikipedia page called The Power of Lard?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it lard like an acronym for like lard?
Oh, it's very disappointing when you get there. It's a band called Lard.
See, yeah.
That's disappointing. I can't get excited.
Is Leslie West in it?
Leslie West?
From Mountain.
Mountain. The Mountain. The biggest man. He was like the meatloaf of the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to play a Hammond B3 organ.
Mississippi Queen!
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids love that song now from Guitar Hero. They know all these like songs that were old when I was their age, and now suddenly the fact that they know every word to Mississippi Queen by Mountain just blows my mind.
That is amazing. Is there any Mott the Hoople on there?
No, there should be.
There really should be.
There should be. No, it's only pretty much white trash hair band sort of songs. They know every song, every word to Cherry Pie by word.
Mott was pretty glam. I don't know. Before there was Queen, there was Mott.
They do know every word to the Queen song. I mean, to every Queen song, particularly Bohemian Rhapsody, because there's the new Muppets version.
I bet they're probably the kind of kids that think All the Young Dudes is a David Bowie song.
I think they do.
Yeah, that's sad.
But Crisco.com, anyway, has a wealth of pie information. Like, all about shoe fly pie, all about all the old pie history. It's like, you want pie?
I can't believe there is even a site called Crisco.com.
Of course there is. Now, I don't know if we started the show off with a little Soupy, who was one of the people who was famous for getting a pie in their face.
Yeah.
There was a political action group here in San Francisco that used to pie people all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? This was like, I haven't heard of a pieing in some time.
No.
But they would go and pie people if they were sort of, I think it started with this Anita Bryant thing when Anita Bryant was like,
did they
all
pie her?
I have a great clip I sent you of Anita Bryant getting a pie in the face.
Let's just play a little Anita Bryant.
We were going to go on a crusade across the nation and try to do away with the homosexuals.
Oh, good girl.
Security agents.
Let him stay.
No.
Let him stay.
Well, at least it's a fruit pie.
Burn, snap.
Anita.
I like this this theory that you could do away with homosexuals. How would you do that? And if we did that, who's gonna do like Dancing with the Stars? Who's gonna make our clothes? Who's gonna
be my friend?
Who can I hang out with?
Yeah.
I gotta watch that again. That was pretty amazing.
That's it was one of the
we were
first.
We were going to go on a crusade across the nation and try to do away with the homosexuals.
Oh, right in the face. And then she says, at least it was a fruit pie. Now, that's quick thinking.
Oh, my God. Well, at the very end of that, someone says, well, good luck getting your hair done again, sister.
Wait a minute. Let's play that. I got to play. Poor Anita. Now, see, I don't think you should pie people because I feel bad for them when that happens.
Yeah, pie is better than having, like, pig's blood thrown at you.
Yeah. At least it's tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't believe in pieing people. Don't pie people.
Don't pie people unless they're friends and they're willing participants.
Or Soupy Sales.
Yeah. Or the Three Stooges.
Oh, we got a little Three Stooges stuff going on here. Wait a minute. Somehow I got happy birthday Indian style. Is that what you meant to send me?
No.
I clicked the
My God. You know, I did that again. God darn it.
I clicked the Three Stooges pie fight and I got...
Every time I try to send you a YouTube clip, goes to the last thing that I sent
okay,
to somebody.
Okay, so you were watching this.
No, I sent it to my friend John Woods for his birthday. It's pretty good. Happy birthday to whoever's
birthday it is. It's Bollywood, it ain't. Okay, so I'm going to go look for Three Stooges pie fight.
No, it's okay. Oh,
I could probably find it. I mean, this is what YouTube is made for. Yeah, Stooges pie fight. There you go. If you could find it, I could find it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, just can't send it,
apparently. It's just a search. Here they go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Stooges 3 in a little thing they call pie fight.
In former years, we traveled incognito, then by freight. Now we just thumb it. But of all the rides I've taken, I like best...
That was like a cake.
You clumsy oaf, you tripped him.
He certainly did not. The butler did it deliberately.
I did not, sir.
It was big enough that they don't need another pie. They could just kind of take pieces of that pie and destroy. Oh, wait a minute, though. There happens to be a table loaded with pies just right nearby. So she's picking up
there
the pie.
There always is.
Here it goes.
Three Stooges.
He did it.
Thank you.
Ooh. But you started it!
Right in the face there. That's good. Why do they always look like they're made out of whipped cream, though? I want them to be, like, you know...
Pecan pie.
Yeah.
The rule parties bore me, but I know I'm going to get a big bang out of this one.
Yeah.
Senator, I'm so sorry. You missed me.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think they do those in multiple takes. You probably have to get that done right the first
time. All the first take. Stooges were famous for that.
One take. Well, when there's pie involved, you really don't want to clean up, get new clothes, start over, bake more pies.
Exactly. Really, there was a pie shortage at the time in America. Hey, speaking of Mo Howard, I do want to give a little plug to Beth Howard of Portland, Oregon, who has a great website. It's a blog called The World Needs More Pie. Yeah. Give a piece a chance. And she has all kinds of great pie stuff in there. She's devoted her life to pie because pie represents comfort, purity, and simplicity.
I love pie, but isn't it fattening?
Fattening? Well, I mean, it is if you eat the whole pie.
I like how you said that. Fattening?
I'm sorry, that's from the Three Amigos.
Fattening?
When Chevy Chase asks for for beer, they say, we don't have beer, we only have tequila. He goes, oh, is that fattening? Sorry.
I don't know why, but that just tickled my little...
Do you know what it is? I think you need some pie.
I need more pie.
I need an a la mode, or you could be like my grandfather, Percy Blackstone, who always had with his apple pie a slice of cheese.
Cheese. Because, sharp. The sharper, the better.
Apple pie without cheese is like a kiss without a squeeze. So there you go. That's from Percy.
It's true. I don't like the a la mode. I like the sharp.
God, I love
Vermont cheddar on a nice tart. Or apple pie. That's the way I like it.
And you know what? You live right near Gravenstein World, so you probably have the best apple pies in the universe right there in Petaluma.
There's a wonderful pie shop just off the 5.
There's one off the 80, too. Ikeda's.
That's it.
Ikeda's or something like that?
Yeah, and they pull the pie out of the oven. It's hot. They make all kinds of pies. It's the best pie you ever had, and there's a little orchard right out there. Right outside the pie store with the picnic tables, you go out there and you eat the pie in front of the apples, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, there's a great list on didit.com of the 100 best pie shops in America.
Oh.
So I invite you to go and see, you know, they do all those lists on didit.com. And so I was excited to see that Mission Pie, which is my favorite pie shop, actually is right there in the top 10.
It is. Corner Cafe, Bakery, and Neighborhood Gathering Place in the Mission District of San Francisco. 100 best pie shops in America. I'd like to do, maybe this would be something we could do as a show together, you and I. Let's go to all 100, one by one.
Yeah, let's pie taste across America.
Oh.
Across this great land of ours.
Oh, baby. I'd come back weighing 1,000 pounds, but I'd be happy.
Well, you know, maybe we could jog to each pie shop.
Yeah. You know, that's a good idea. If you ran.
Uh-huh.
Boy, the only one in the top 10 that's near us is Mission Pie. We'd have to go all over the rest of the country.
Well, they should put that Ikeda place in there because that's awesome.
That was good.
There's truck stops always have good pie. And then one of my other favorites I couldn't find on the list either is the Camellia Grill in New Orleans because they fry their pie in butter right before you order a slice and they take it out of its pie tin and then they slather up the grill with butter and they fry it up and then they give it to you.
Pie crawl! Woo-wee, baby! This Week in Pies, it's another fine Twit podcast. Cammy Blackstone, you're the best, baby. Thank you for turning me on to pie.
Yo, anytime. I'm your pie friend.
We're going to show you. We're going to end with a little commercial from 1950. The little Pet Ritz pie commercial. Cammy, we'll see you next time on Munchcast.
Don't forget Pie Day, January 23rd.
Everybody eat some pie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't it wonderful? Now, Pet Ritz brings you old-fashioned custard pies. Rich with country eggs, smooth, firm custard, and coconut custard with coconut all through. Try country good custard and coconut custard, Pet Ritz frozen pies.